Yes, indeed, and we are anxiously awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have. You can call it in, you can text it in, whichever is easier. Just one number will get you either, 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Good morning to you, Andy Lindis.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you are too, and your family, and that grandbaby. You've been enjoying that being a grandpa a little bit?
It's the best thing in the world, Denny. It truly is. Lloyd is he's a beast too. He's sitting up on his own, 5 months old, so he's gonna be mobile here real quick. I'm sure of it.
He's all ready for a tool belt.
He is. He'll be ready for a tool belt, or I'm sure. You know, he'll be watching ice fishing flags here sooner than later.
Absolutely. How neat is that?
Well, I was telling his dad the other day, you know, it was the best thing for ice fishing. I could put out 9 tip-ups with him and his brother, and I'd just have to shove a little skating rink, and it was hockey practice and fishing all in one.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always like to have you bring us up to date on the solar roofing. We always like to do that too. But I'm thinking too that we've done shows about insurance and the trouble some people have had, and certainly health insurance in the news lately. But have you have any updates on things? I mean, we always get questions and still do.
Yeah,
go ahead.
A lot of meetings about insurance and the direction of shingles over the last month and a half. There's a program out there called Fortified Roofing. Here's the cool part about Fortified Roofing, Denny, is this is the way we've installed roofing for a decade or so. There's one extra step where we would have to seal the seams of the plywood. A fortified roof basically makes it where if your shingles blow off, there's no water that's going to get inside your house, or it's a lot harder for the shingles to blow off, or a lot harder for water to penetrate any of the wood structure. And we've been doing that for years, and I'm excited that the industry is now finally coming along and wanting to do that. And in our area of the world, where we are a little bit more susceptible to hail storms than some of the other parts of the United States, being a fortified roof means you would need to have a shingle installed that exceeds Class 4 ratings, which is, again, something that we've always done. 98% of the roofing outside of somebody specifically requesting a color or something like that has been done with a Class 4 shingle, because we saw what was going on in the industry. We saw people having to replace their second roof in 5 years. We saw insurance rates going up, or insurance companies cutting them completely, or saying that they're only going to repair your roof. So we've been doing this for a long time, and I'm excited that the industry is now starting to come along. And in our area of the world, we're better than most of the areas of the United States. I truly believe that we have a lot of contractors here that are pushing for Class 4 shingles. GAF has done a really good job of keeping up with the manufacturing of impact-resistant shingles, and have changed some things with some of their shingle lines to offer that. Having said that, I did just take 75 pallets of shingles at Linus Construction that I don't know when I'm going to sell, how I'm going to sell them, but I know that I have a lot of customers with that particular shingle, the Glenwood shingle. Still the only shingle that I've ever installed that I can't find hail damage on. Now, twice they've been replaced because one, you know, they're both with State Farm. There was no damage on it, but the adjuster for State Farm said that there was damage, so they had to replace it. It's funny, our vice president of sales, Travis, was at the GAF meeting earlier this week, and I believe the speaker was with the insurance industry using statistics from State Farm, and it was 5,600 hail claims in one particular area. Only 700 of them were for Class 4 shingles. So I don't see a lot of damage on those shingles, especially if they're under a decade old. Where on most shingles, I can't say that. So if you're looking at roofing, or you do have a hail damage, these are conversations you have to have. And if you haven't talked to your insurance company recently, I would do so. The people that are in touch with their insurance company and are doing the right things are the ones that aren't going to get the letter that said, hey, we're going to drop you. And that's not fun. Just, we've had to scramble a few times, Denny, with roofing. Or I think three times this year, we've had to scramble because people couldn't close on a house they were trying to sell or buy because of the roof. Oh. You know, if you're taking a mortgage out, you have to be able to get homeowner's insurance. And if no one will insure you because of the roof, you end up overpaying or doing something emergency or motions take part of it. So the faster you can talk about these things and look at those things, and if you're in the market for buying a home or selling a home, your homeowner's insurance is something you should be talking about and getting that inspection. And a lot of times, you know, we can come in and restore roofing to get it to where it needs to be in order to be able to be insured. That's the cool part. We're working our way through this. It's an ever-changing industry. A lot of things have changed in the last 6 months, but I'm excited. For the first time ever, I really do think that the insurance industry, the manufacturing industry, and the contractors in our area seem to be on the same page, going in the same direction to trying to make a roof that is better than we used to. And that's the cool part. We have the ability to put on a roof that doesn't blow off. It's really hard to get damage from hail. And it's not that much more expensive to do it that way than to do it the way we used to. So I really think Minnesota could lead the charge here, Denny, on doing the right thing.
Well, it makes sense for everybody involved. Why wouldn't you use a Class 4 shingle?
Exactly. Well, and the part of it is not every market can. Here's a statistic for you. If we have zero hailstorms next year, zero, like no big increase in need for roofing, at our current rate of manufacturing roofing, we will still be at a deficit, meaning we can't manufacture enough roofing to meet our current needs without a hailstorm. Manufacturers have been trying to put in factories around the country, but the environmental impacts and the what they have to do, the hoops they have to jump through in order to get a factory built with, you know, asphalt roofing, it hasn't been an easy task. I know there's one getting built right now. I don't know if it's going to be online until like 2026 that I know about. And I know they're changing over certain factories in order to do Class 4 shingles, but not all of them are able to do it. So, again, we're in a really good spot in the area of the world that we're at where we can get shingles. We have manufacturers right here in Minnesota, another one in Michigan City that delivers Class 4 shingles to us. So we're in a good spot here, but it needs to continue to go down this direction, and people need to continue to demand that we have better materials. And if we do that, I think we're going to get the manufacturers to continue doing what they're doing.
It'd be great. Andy, hang on. We'll take a quick break here. Let's invite our listeners to join in. You have any kind of a home improvement question, 651-461-9226. You can call it in, or you can text it in like some folks are doing, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And we are back. We're in the midst of our home improvement show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to Andy Lindus and Lindus Construction, Lindus. 844-9-LINDUS. If you have a project in mind, give them a call this coming week. You can give us a call or a text if you have any kind of a home improvement type of a question. You know, you're talking about a scenario, Andy, if this coming year, these next seasons, there are going to be no hailstorms, let's say. I've been meaning to ask you, what kind of a 2024 was there for Lindus Construction and homeowners? What kind of weather, you know, major storms that we have many?
You know, they were pretty sporadic. There wasn't a ton of storms this year, but there were definitely enough events in Minnesota and Wisconsin that the insurance companies still aren't comfortable with where we are, and they're all Last I looked, most of them were underwater, meaning that the money in wasn't equaling the money out the last few years. And that's why you're seeing insurance rates go up. I think the biggest event was like in the Monticello area. So in the grand scheme of things, over the last 5 years, it wasn't a crazy hail year, especially in the Twin City metro area. But having said that, the last few definitely had our fair share of storms. I want to say last year, when I was talking to the people in the insurance industry, in June, we had already exceeded, they had planned for 20 events, and we were already past that. So that kind of, you know, we've been over the last 10 years. And in Lindis Construction, we have records going back to 1979. And you can see from 98 on, we've had more hailstorms. So take that for whatever it is. But ever since 1998, it seems this is something that we've been dealing with on the regular basis. And we just all know somebody that's had hailstorm or had hail damage or had to deal with this over the last, in our area of the world, most of us have had to have this conversation at one point or in the other. If we own a home in the Twin Cities, chances are we've had a significant storm come through our area and at least have been inspected. Be curious, like Denny, over the last 10 years, how many times has somebody knocked on your door saying you've had hail damage?
Oh, yeah.
You know, think about that. Like the reason why people are knocking on your door, so there's a bunch of computer programs out there that tell these roofers who had hail and who didn't. And then they plan their day around that. So it's, you know, I get these reports every day around the country, and we did have some hail this year. It just wasn't a significant amount, thankfully. I think I'm in the minority when it comes to roofers, that if we never have another hailstorm, I'll be just okay.
Yeah. Now, we were talking earlier, if you're just joining us, Andy, Lindis, and I were talking about Class 4 shingles. Now, if somebody, maybe their roof is just aged, no hail damage, they just lived in this house for 25, 30 years, and the roof needs to be replaced just because of age, would you recommend, and do you think, okay, you've kind of mentioned it in the past, that solar shingles, in your opinion, for the right application, are the future?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've been, I'm telling you, over the next few years, you're going to see more and more solar options and that product get better and better. But it will hold up to hail. It's not quite a class 4 rating, but as far as our solar panel goes versus any of the other solar panels, I believe we will handle a bigger hail than most of them. Having said that, the cool thing about our energy roofing is that the entire roof qualifies for the tax credit. So it can be your payback is a little bit faster. They generate more energy than most of the other panels out there. And the guarantee behind your roofing is better than anyone else in the industry. So if you are in the market for solar, I would have a GAF energy specialist come out and take a look at that. But Denny, we've had some cold weather this week. And
yeah.
I think what I've have come to do this week is what I've labeled the poor man's blower door test.
Which is what?
So I did it by accident. I had every door and window. I went around and, you know, locked every door and window in my shed when it was, you know, below zero. I could my furnace was not, my in-floor heat was not keeping up. I think in my main part of my shed, it was set at 67, and I believe it was 64 in there. And that's not usual. So I went around, and I'm locking every door. And, of course, one of my French doors, the lock wasn't working, so air is just blowing right through there. Then I went, and I locked everything up, and I went and turned the bath fan on. This is the cool part. So if you have a home, and all a blower door does is it reverses the – it tells us – it highlights all the drafts in your house. And you can do this on your own. If you lock up every door around your home, shut everything as best you can, and then you turn on your range hood, your bath fan, every fan in the house that you possibly can, and what that is going to do is going to give you the stack effect, meaning the pressure in your house is going to be at a point where it starts to accentuate those drafts. And here's what I found out, Denny. My caulking on two of my doors failed in two spots. So I was able to go and fix my caulking, and it made a difference. I could feel the draft coming through the trim in that area. I'm like, this is, I'm looking at the door thinking the weather stripping was bad. I tried adjusting the door. I did two or three things before I even looked at the caulking. And I'm like, oh, because I didn't anticipate that happening. But, you know, it did. And luckily, that's an easy fix. I've done that already, and there's no draft coming through there anymore. Now that little draft can cause that room to be way colder, and it's bringing in, like, one of the things that I've done over the years as we do these blower door tests, and we're looking at people's houses before and after, where it's not that hard for us with windows, doors, insulation, attic air sealing to take a home that is turning the air over 30, 40 times a day in the house and cutting that in half. So forget what that saves you in energy. Think of what that saves you in wear and tear on your furnace. So if all of a sudden your furnace is having to work half as much as it used to, it's changing over the air in your home half as much as it used to, or even a third or two-thirds as much as it used to, that should extend the life of your furnace and save you money on your energy costs, and most importantly, make your home as comfortable as it possibly can be. But it's for a do-it-yourselfer, it's a pretty easy workaround to try to figure out where the drafts are coming in your house. And if you're feeling this coming out of your outlets, it's coming out of every piece of trim in your house, that's a good clue that your attic is not sealed and should be inspected.
That's interesting. Well, yep. I know I'm not, I don't have to try it because you got, Linda's kind of cured those problems we had.
Hey, here you can try it. And if you feel the drafts, it means we screwed up somewhere and you should have us come back out. So
no, there won't be any drafts. But you know what? So a listener wants you to explain what Linda's does when they do come. And we talk about this from time to time, a blower door test or whatever the smoke, you know, smoke stick, all of that stuff. Maybe you can give us a detailed for that listener when we come back after the weather. So stand by. Andy Lindis with us on the Home Improvement Show. If you want to ask a home improvement question, by all means, 651-461-9226. Weather straight ahead here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction answering those particular home improvement questions today, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Before the break, Andy, we were talking about these what some folks call energy audits. What is the process when somebody calls and wants Lindis to do the test at their house? What do you guys do?
You know, this time of year is a great time of year to do that, as I was explaining in the previous segment, because we can, without the blower door, find everything that we need to. If we are able to lock everything up, put the fans on, our smoke sticks, you know, it's just a little vaporizer pen that we go around with, and you press a button and water vapor comes out and shows you where the drafts are. We're going to use that with our infrared imaging. We have cameras that we can put inside walls so we can inspect that way. We're also going to look at your entire home's insulation. So whether your foundation is insulated and sealed properly, whether your attic has the proper sealing in it, meaning that it's sealed and no air can escape into your attic, that you have a proper vapor barrier, what your R levels are, and don't be alarmed. In fact, we had a company-wide meeting this week, and every time at these my favorite part of the company-wide meetings are reading reviews from customers. And one of the reviews I read this year to the group, or this week to the group, was a positive review from one of our salespeople. Went out there, inspected the attic, and told the homeowner, hey, you know, it's your first year in this house. If I were you, I'd probably wait a winter and see exactly how the house feels, because what I'm seeing is your insulation isn't all that bad. I mean, there are some little things maybe we could do, but for what it costs to do that, you know, you've only been in the house 2 months, so why not wait for a winter? And if you really aren't liking how comfortable, you know, where your energy levels are, what you're spending, or like certain areas of the home aren't as comfortable as you want them to be, we can have that talk down the road. But I think it's a good plan, and they gave us a positive review, so I'm okay with that. And we're going to come out and be honest with you. You're going to know exactly what's going on. what we can and can't do, and what we would do if we were in your position. So it's an easy hour and a half to spend for, if I was a homeowner, just to find out exactly what's going on with my insulation and any drafts I potentially could have.
Absolutely. You want to know. It's great information. Now, are more people, maybe you don't have that in front of you, but are more people choosing to get the foam for their mm-hmm. insulation in their attic?
Yeah, it's not a cheap process, but more often than not, when people say yes to doing something like this, spray foam is involved somewhere. Just what we can do with sealing up your home with that, it's a no-brainer. It's not cheap. So it's something that you have to consider, and we've done things over the years to make it a little bit more affordable. It's definitely more affordable now than maybe it was a couple of years ago. But having said that, it's still not a cheap process. You can get into that $10,000-$15,000 mark pretty easily, re-insulating your home and fixing the foundation. Now, having said that, I would still take some of these remodeled homes. If I got to take $15,000-$20,000 and put it into an existing home versus some of the new con that I've gone and done some of these testing with, I would make that decision.
Now, when somebody gets that done, gets the foaming done, because they vacuum out, the guys vacuum out all the old stuff and do all the foaming and then put in cellulose or fiberglass. Is down the road, does Linda's come back if the homeowner says, you know, I wonder, you know, let's say it's 5-6 years later, can that stuff, the cellulose and fiberglass, does it settle? Maybe that's a dumb question.
Yeah, all of it's going to settle, but we factor that in.
Okay.
Like when we're installing it, we know cellulose is going to settle a little bit. That's kind of one of the reasons why I lean towards cellulose. It's just another added, I believe, again, this is just me, but as cellulose settles, I believe that little crust that it creates on the top there helps with the air movement in the attic. And should you have any big wind events, I just don't see cellulose blowing around the attic as much as I've seen fiberglass blow around the attic. So it's just another one of those things. But the other part why we always lean cellulose towards fiberglass is the fire retardant put in cellulose is a natural rodent deterrent. Not that rodents can't get in cellulose and do some damage. They sure can. But for me, the condensation issues and rodent issues are, if you can do things to help prevent that or deter that down the road, you do.
Speaking of condensation, I was talking to someone midweek about their kids in their home. They own their own home, and the window, they were taking pictures of beautiful frost on windows, and I'm thinking, well, that's kind of pretty, but should, you know, during that cold spell we had here, what, you know, it goes back to the humidity in the home, or what's, could it just be bad windows? What's, when that occurs, yeah. what is usually the cause?
Two things. Your windows aren't performing the way they should, and or your humidity levels are too high in your home. I can tell you this, my humidity levels in my home are right around that 40% range, and I never have frost on my windows. But I have Infinity Windows by Marvin, which our glass pack are as good as any glass pack in the country for cold. Meaning, like, I just don't have our condensation calls that we have on our Infinity Windows are very, very small. And almost always when we go there, there's no moving air and you're looking at humidity levels over 50, 60%. If you're having that in your home, and again, a humidistat is $10, $15 at your local hardware store, or you can go online and have it delivered to your house so you can tell the exact levels in your home. It's another one of those tools that we're going to use when we come and do an energy audit of your house or heat map analysis. We're going to be able to tell you what the humidity levels are room by room around your home, so we can plan for that.
What, and I'm thinking too about, I lost my train of thought. I got to find the text. About these foam inserts, we've talked about it before. These things where there's a draft coming in, like you suggested, the AC outlets or the light switches, and you can still buy these things. People think, well, I'm going to stop that airflow, but where is it really coming from?
Yeah, you're not stopping the airflow. You're putting the air someplace else. And if you do that, what you have to remember is, see, at least that cold air is coming out of the wall there. If it's sitting in the wall and it's meeting a warm surface, that's when condensation is going to happen. And like I've seen this when we're installing windows or siding, where an entire wall can have mold or rot in it because of that condensation, that air moving from your attic to your basement. That is what's happening. It's not air that's blowing through your siding and you're feeling the draft coming out. And that's what a lot of people think is happening. That air coming out of your outlet or your window trim is air that's coming down your attic through that insulation and then out your wall. And here's the scary part. Now, if you haven't looked in your attic and you have any type of mold or mildew or rodent problems that have been in your attic, all of that air is going through that insulation where all that gunk is.
Boom.
And that's the air that's coming into your home. So it's not just from an energy saving standpoint. It can be an air quality problem that you're having if you're feeling that air coming out those outlets. And don't buy those foam things. It's just makes sense on paper, but it's not fixing the problem by any stretch of the imagination.
Listener wants to know what you mean by glass pack. What is that?
Yeah, you know, glass pack is the window. So if you look at any of your windows, it's going to have a variety of parts where you have your frame, your sash, and the glass pack is the glass that the sash is holding in. If you look at that, there's a spacer. Usually, for us, it's a stainless steel spacer. It's a little bit wider of an area that Infinity has than a lot of windows. That way, we're able to have even better heat transfer problems. So that our warm edge technology that we have on the inside of our glass, I can tell you this, our Infinity windows, when I take the temperature reading on the inside of a glass versus a triple pane, the Infinity window is always 1.5 degrees warmer in the same room. That's why we don't get the frost up. But the glass pack is specifically designed for our area. So this particular glass, whether it's the low E, the type of gas that goes between the two panes, that's what I'm referring to as our glass pack. And you can choose different glass options depending on the market that you're in. But we've chosen this one because we think we get the best of all worlds. We're getting some solar heat gain. We have a very good condensation rating. And it doesn't, you know, it's as far as the low E ratings go, I've seen you can really tint these windows. And I don't like that. And so for me, the solar heat gain and the wider glass pack, meaning the space between the two panes is a little bit wider, is the way to go. So when it's 15 below outside, and I've talked about this room before, it's a 45 by 15 foot room that has a spray foam ceiling and spray foam walls. But the walls are almost entirely Infinity windows by Marvin. I did that on purpose so I could test these windows. It's the largest window Infinity would make. And when it's 15 below outside in that room by midday, because of the solar heat gain that I'm getting, because of the glass packs that we're using, my thermostat will read 2 or 3 degrees warmer than what it's set at.
Oh, by
meaning
that.
And it's 15 below outside, I'm still getting enough solar heat gain where my furnace has to shut off, which is, That's the name of the game. So if you can do those things, and again, I'm not an environmentalist by any real stretch of the imagination, but if we can do things that are going to save money, save energy, save maybe, you know, part of the environment, why not? Like, it's not like these options are more when you're considering some of the other options out there. We have the ability to do this type of stuff. If you're doing any type of remodeling, any type of home improvements, these are the questions you need to be asking yourself. What can this do to make my energy costs go down, and how long are these things going to last? Those are the questions we need to be asking ourselves all the time, because we can choose way better materials than what most of the contractors are installing still.
Absolutely. And of course, back to Marvin. It's such a great product.
Yeah,
all right.
You want to put windows in your house that are good for the winter? Why not go to the folks that are basically as far north as you can get in the United States that make the windows.
That's right. Absolutely. All right. Hang on, Andy. We'll take a quick break. Be right back with the remaining minutes. If you have any kind of a home improvement question for Andy, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to your home improvement show. The remaining minutes of same. Andy Lindis answering your home improvement questions this morning. 651-461-9226. Andy, our producer Ryan told me that we got a call from a listener who wanted, not to be on the air, but wanted to ask you about the owl. You've had, I know you've had a trial and error about hanging these fake owls up to chase certain birds away. What's the story on that?
You know, it's the Dahlin owl. I got it at Ace Hardware. You can order it online anywhere from, you know, that's $30 to $75 just looking online here, depending on where you're getting it. I think I paid $40, $45 for it this spring. I had it a robin build a nest in a porch area that I have. It's just open rafters, haven't done the finished the ceiling in this area, and made quite a mess. So I and then I was at my cousin's house, and his farm area, the starlings had got in and started building nests everywhere on his deck, and they made even a bigger nest. So I just started doing some research online and found this owl, and I installed it in a couple places now, and they just, I've never had birds come near that area. And it's a solar-powered owl. You can make it. It has two settings. One where the head moves as it detects motion. The lights, the eyes light up a crazy yellow color. And you can make it where it will screech like a hawk. It doesn't make an owl sound for whatever reason. It's a screech like a hawk. But I haven't had zero birds trying to build a nest in that area since I've installed it, and it goes on really easy. The base of it, you basically put a screw in, you know, you just leave it where it's out about a quarter inch, and it's just, you can hook it on that way, and it'll stay up. It's dealt with some heavy winds, and again, 100% solar operated. If you don't have a lot of light, you can plug it in. It does come with that option. So if you want to put it in an area that's not going to get sun, then you can do that. But I'm lucky enough where it gets enough sun and works properly.
Excellent. Andy, a couple of minutes to go on the show, and I'm looking at a text that says this. I have had humidity issues in my 25-year-old home. Too dry in the winter, 18% or lower. Too high in the summer, almost 80%. I just replaced all of my windows. I have my insulation redone, and my humidity is still too low. Now that we're getting to colder temps, I've also replaced my furnace and air conditioner, and they are right-sized. I also have my air exchanger set to not function when temperatures reach extremes. I am at my wit's end. Do you have any ideas?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Outside of running a humidifier or looking at some of the attachments you can put on, but these are... Those whole home humidifiers almost always are not set properly, where they're just adding too much humidity to the home. I don't know if your cold air exchange is goofy. This is a pretty rare thing. Like I can't think of how many times someone's told me that their humidity levels are way too low. It just, and then going from 80 in the summer to something's goofy here.
Yeah, it is.
I don't understand. I would gladly come out and do a free inspection and see what we can come up with and do a heat map analysis. But something, this is different than most people's problems. That just got my curiosity up there.
Well, for that listener and the rest of the listeners, if they do want to get that heat map analysis, maybe you think you need some insulation. Get Lindis out there. 844-9-LINDIS. 844-9-LINDIS. Andy, we've got 60 seconds to go. Any offers here? We're still in the month of December.
Yeah, you know, we have a free heat map analysis and 75% off installation labor, Infinity Windows by Marvin. And I do see the text. We don't have much time there. If you are having an issue with a window, chances are it is an installation issue that I'm seeing with the wind blowing in. But you want to make sure that they are locked. It says they're latched, but make sure that all of your windows are locked. Your windows are not performing air infiltration as good as they could unless they're locked. So make sure that is part of the deal.
That's a good point. All right, we've got to fly. Let's do this on the Saturday before next Saturday, before Christmas. What do you say?
Sounds great. Thanks, Danny.
All right. Thank you. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, if you want to get in touch, whatever you have in mind, whatever project, 844-9-LINDIS, 844-9-LINDIS. Snow, freezing rain, and sleet. That's what we're expecting around the Twin Cities and surrounding areas today. As far as the daytime high, we're probably going to get up to around 29 degrees, so about another 4 or 5 degrees more. Not much change at all overnight temperature-wise, with a pretty good 90% chance of that moisture happening today. So if you're out driving or planning on it, stay tuned to CCO and be careful. Overnight tonight, we'll drop to about 29 again and 35 tomorrow. Denny Long, thanking you, and thank you, Ryan, for your company.